Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
To be an organization that has existed for 100 years tells me two things. One, you've got to be very, very much goal-orientated. Two, you have to be able to adapt. And three, you have to be responsive to the people around you. Talking about WITSO, which is the Women's International Zionist Organization, was founded in England, actually, in 1920 by Rebecca Seif and Dr. Vera Weizmann, who was actually the wife of Israel's first president, Dr. Chaim Weizmann. Right now, though, who's not looking anywhere near 100 years old, I'd like to welcome the current world chairwoman or chairman of WITSO, Anita Friedman. Hello, Anita. How are you?
Hi. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
It's so lovely to speak to you. Thank you so much for making the time. Anita, 100 years. 100 years is a very long time for an organization. And can you give us some of the highlights?
Of course, of course. 100 years indeed is a long time, but we're 100 years young, we love to say.
Yes.
That we started in the 1920s. It was a vision of some feminist, Zionist, suffragists that wanted to do their own thing, and they want to have a part in the building of the, imagine the vision these women have that one day there will be a state for Jews in Israel. And they wanted to be a part of it. So in the 1920s, they created what we call youth villages, which were places where women, pioneer women, could come and learn how to work the land and be part of the building of this new state. The other thing that they saw is the poverty and the state of the situation of these poor people that were living here in Palestine at that time. Specifically the state of the children. So they created the first, what we call drop of milk or tipat halab. This is a place where they also taught women how to take care of their children. And also they created creche, you know, daycare centers.
Yes.
In order to let them, to allow the women to go out and work. Through the years, we have, done what the government needs of us, what the government cannot do by themselves. So we come in and we close that gap. What do I mean by this? In the 1940s, 50s, 60s, we're very busy taking care of all the new immigrants, making sure that they had an opportunity to advance the same as everybody else. In the 1970s, 80s, when we saw that the violence in the family was a subject that started to come up, we created the first shelters for abused women and their children. Mm-hmm. And not only shelters, but we created many, many different programs. Today we're pioneers in this area. We have a holistic way of looking at this issue. And we create programs not only to take care of the victims, but also of the abuser, et cetera, et cetera. Also, we lobby at the Knesset to make sure that laws are passed that protect these people.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. Anita, have you got any idea of how many members you have on a global, scale?
WITSO was created in England in the 1920s, but by 1923, we were already set up in most of the countries in the world. We have WITSO federations, we call them, in 50 different countries, and we are 250,000 strong volunteers all over the world. Every country has, we are a movement, a Zionist feminist movement, and you can feel it, especially now during the corona times, the impact we have on our communities abroad and in Israel.
How's WITSO responding, you know, in Israel to the COVID-19, to coronavirus?
Okay, so the main thing we have, three main pillars that we take care of. One of them is daycare centers, where we have 182 daycare centers. We have youth villages, where we take care of youth from the age of 12 to the age of 18. And we have the status of women pillar, which we take care of our women, the weaker ones and the stronger ones, I like to say. Now, during the COVID-19, we had to close at the beginning, of course. The whole country closed. We closed 182 daycare centers, which was very hard for the parents that needed to go out and work. But anyways, the country was closed, so we were closed. we opened it already, and we are allowing parents and children to continue their education. One of the main things we did, all over the world, we saw an insurgence, a raise in the violence in the family. You can imagine victims of violence being in prison for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks with their abusers, not being able to reach out, not being able to go out to work, to nothing. So we approached the government and we suggested to create an emergency shelter where we can bring these women for 2 weeks, make sure that they don't have the virus, and then send them to the different shelters that we have in the country, 14 of them. Yeah, yeah. We also took care of the women that have left the shelters. You know, those are the most vulnerable of our population. They come out of the shelters, but still their economic situation is very vulnerable. Childcare is vulnerable.
It's very easy to go back to what you know.
Yeah, we made sure that they didn't go back to their abusers because that's what happens, you know.
Sure.
And the other thing we did, we made sure that our daycare centers in hospitals were working so the corona, the medical teams could continue their work, their important work.
Amazing. So, I just don't want to run out of time, but WITSO's, you are working on three different pillars. What are those three different pillars that you have?
So one of them is the early age division. We take care of children from 3 months, 6 months to 3 years, which in my opinion is something that also takes care of the women because it allows women to go out and work and advance and improve the economic situation of their families. And if they want to become leaders, they can do that. They have where to leave their kids. The second pillar is, of course, our education pillar, where we try to close gaps, especially, you know, everybody thinks Israel, high-tech country, rich country. We're not. We have 40% of our children under the poverty line. And we make sure that in these settings, which are youth villages, they get a chance to close this gap. And the third one, of course, is the status of women, where not only we have the shelters for abused women and their families and all the programs, we also create a new leadership. We make sure that women become leaders so they can and they do influence in the decision-making. Because we all know, unless women are involved in the decision-making, things don't get done the right way.
Sure, exactly. Anita Friedman, chairman of WITSO, thank you very, very much for your time. We wish you all the best. This is certainly not the last conversation that we will be having with you. And, you know, I'm sure that this is going to be a year where we just see, you know, new projects happening all around the world from different chapters. And just thank you very, very much for your response.
Thank you for having me for the opportunity. Thank you very
much. My pleasure.